Baylor University proudly presents The John Morris Show. Baylor University, where light shine bright. This is The John Morris Show on ESPN Central Texas, the flagship station for the Baylor Bears.
A lot of the seniors who've kind of been around for a lot of years where we've been in, you know, we've had some different situations. Been 6-0 before. We were 7-0 my very first year here, so I can see how teams can keep something like that going. And, you know, the next year we start 6-0 and lost, you know, so I've seen how teams can fall off. So I feel like I've got a pretty good perspective, and, you know, I've been, like you said, 0-7 before.
The John Morris Show is also brought to you by Amanda Cunningham, Coldwell Banker Apex Realtor, by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium, and by D'Amore Fine Jewelers, 4541 West Waco Drive, where Waco gets engaged.
We built the culture here in the last 3 years, and just what Coach Rules implemented at the very beginning when they first got here, that we really didn't understand what they were coming or what they were bringing with them and what kind of culture they were trying to build. So the main thing that's really different is just the brotherhood we have with this team. We're all bought in, we're all close, and I think we're a family.
Now, from the Petty Clinic Low T Studio, here's the voice of the Bears, John Morris.
Hi, and welcome, John Morris Show on a Wednesday. Cold, rainy here in Central Texas. Looking forward to Growloween tomorrow night at McLean Stadium, Baylor hosting West Virginia. That's Sam Tecklenburg in the open, the senior offensive lineman, offensive guard for the Bears. Also, Jordan Williams, the linebacker for the Bears. And good to get their thoughts and perspective on this matchup. Really good perspective from both those guys, but Tecklenburg, you know, he's a senior, so he's been around. So, like he said, he's known 0-7 and now 7-0, and that really gives you great perspective as you try to keep that streak going this week.
It really does, and to me, there's no better way to learn than overcoming adversity. So if you have your lows and you have your lows and your highs, then you know how to achieve, you know, those highs, and you don't want to hit those valleys. You know, you just know what to stay away from and how to build on it, and you know, and that's a great learning point and a great way for them to just be where they are right now.
So trying to get to 8-0, hosting West Virginia coming up tomorrow night. Trying to get to 1-0 this week is what they are trying to do, hosting West Virginia coming up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at McLean Stadium. A lot going on there around the stadium in addition to the game. 7 o'clock kickoff, and you know, free trick-or-treating out in Touchdown Alley beginning at 4 p.m. tomorrow with, let's make the point, full-size candy bars donated by M&M Mars. So that's a good draw right there.
Yeah, you're not going to find too many people handing out full-size candy bars. You know, that might be like one of the very few locations in town.
So that's it.
Take advantage of that one.
Do you remember trick-or-treating days, or maybe taking your kids trick-or-treating? Have you ever gone door-to-door and gotten a full-size candy bar?
I never have. You know, there have been places. I remember when I was a kid, I think M&M Mars used to do that where you could go there, but we never went over there. So I've never received a full-size candy bar. I know my kids haven't.
Yeah, that's rare.
It's very rare.
And you can understand it. I mean,
it's expensive. There's no
right.
way.
I know. That would really add up.
Yeah.
And then it'd be like there'd be a beacon on your house. Hey, this place, they get full-size candy bars.
Oh, they would run out so quick.
Yeah.
Like you would be, I bet you wouldn't last 30 minutes handing out candy once people found out.
You'd have to be M&M Mars.
Exactly.
If you're doing that. So that is the case, though, out in Touchdown Alley tomorrow beginning at 4 o'clock. So a great trick-or-treating spot out there. Inflatables and games out in Touchdown Alley, South Plaza, games and giveaways, the Bear Walk to meet the team as they come into the stadium. Halloween photo opportunities on the 100 level concourse. So that'll be cool inside the stadium. Kids 14 and under in costume get in free to the game. So there's a great draw right there. And then Baylor student costume contest as well. Post game fireworks following the game tomorrow night. So, man, there's a lot going on at McLean Stadium.
Is Truett going to go over there and stock up?
You know, I think the plan right now is, with it being a night game and it going to be so cold, I think he's going to go trick-or-treat and then not sure how much of the game he'll right. last, you know?
Yeah, just that's
because,
understandable.
Right, because it's late, you know, on a school, well, I'll say school night, he's three, but late on a weeknight, and, you know, the temperature is going to be a factor for him, too.
Yeah, and that's the one thing about this that it's going to be, you know, you have to keep an eye on, because you are going to have a lot of those kids, and it's a great, you know, it's a great draw for them to bring them in. You know, they are free, but it is a school night.
Right.
It is cold, so, you know, being able to balance that as a parent is going to be, you know, important.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's calling off school on Friday.
No, not
just to
all.
Make it easier. But Truett's going to do, I saw him this morning, in fact. Truett, if you're listening, he's going to First Woodway treat night tonight. I'm not sure what they call it, Harvest Festival, I think,
yeah.
at First Woodway tonight. So he's going to do that. And he's getting a lot of wear out of that Charlie Brewer uniform. Let me tell you. He's had several opportunities to put on the Charlie Brewer uniform.
Does he wear it on game day? Is he going to start wearing it on game days?
You know, he might. He might.
Because that's like one of those things where it doesn't just have to be isolated to just, you know, Halloween. You know, that's a full game day thing.
Exactly. For a three-year-old especially,
yeah.
right?
Get out there in the backyard, too, and just run around like Charlie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With eye black.
Exactly.
He's got eye black, and
gotta
he has
have
to have that.
That
on there, too. So he's ready. He'll be ready for the game coming up tomorrow and looking forward to that. Talk more about that. Get the West Virginia perspective on the matchup. Visit with our good friend Tony Caridi, the voice of the Mountaineers, coming up a little bit later this hour. So we got that coming up, and there is a Game 7 in the World Series tonight. Oh, man.
Yeah, now that it's looking like that injury, you know, is going to come back and be beneficial for the Nationals.
Yeah, Max Scherzer, who was pulled from Game 5 start on Sunday in Washington, had a nerve issue. The story was he couldn't put his own shirt on, you know, it was so painful. And so he was scratched from the start. And somebody said at the time, I think I said this on Monday, mm-hmm. somebody said, may turn out to work in the Nationals' favor. Because going against Gerrit Cole in Game 5, you know, maybe the Nats weren't going to win that game anyway, and they didn't. They lost, and now Scherzer is miraculously healed and is scheduled to start tonight opposite Zach Greinke.
You have to be really nervous if you're Houston. I mean, in general, because you have – I mean, the road team is just dominated. And
yeah.
I mean, this has been the first time – I think I heard earlier, it's the first time in history that the road team has won every game so far in the World Series. And then it's just not stacking up to be a good for Houston in Game 7. You know, you're having to face the best pitcher that the Nationals have. You haven't won a game yet, and it's just a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and take it one step further. So the first time in World Series history, the road team's won six games in the series in any of the four major sports. That's the first time that's ever happened.
That's crazy.
It has never happened before. The road team has won six games of a series. So Game 7 tonight, Astros trying to buck those odds. What a crazy game last night, you know, with that play at first base.
What happened there?
It was Trey Turner at the plate, slow chopper off to the mound, fielded by the pitcher. He threw to first base, and the ball got there right at the same time Turner got there. And Gurriel playing first base, Turner running, knocked his glove off, and the ball went down the right field line. So he moved on to second. They had a runner on base, and he moved on to third. And then all of a sudden, the umpires were saying, hang on, and they called him out because they said he was running inside the baseline. And they said it was interference there at first base. And they had a long delay while they talked about it. They looked at it. They got on the headset to New York and finally came out of it and signaled out. So the play stood that he was out. And it was just a weird scene. It was like, I want to say 7 or 8 minutes delay while they looked at it.
See, that's to me, as a casual fan who I really have a hard time watching baseball because of the pace already.
Yeah.
I struggle to get interested in it. And when you add stuff like that, that makes it worse, in my opinion, for the casual people trying to watch it. You know, because it's
sure.
hard to stay interested in
and,
that.
And they kept saying, you know, Joe Buck and John Smoltz kept saying on the air, you know, the people in the stadium, the ballpark, they didn't know what was going on, really. You know, they didn't know. And so there was just, you know, you're sitting there and waiting for somebody to tell you what's going on. Finally, they made an announcement over the PA. So I texted Hoot Jonigan at that mm-hmm. point when that was going on. And he said one of those plays they could call on every play, and they call it now.
Yeah.
You know, meaning – you know,
pretty petty.
Yeah, sort of, you know, especially in that situation. And, you know, but it stood, the call stood, and he was out. But Washington was sort of vindicated later that inning when Rendon hit a two-run homer. Anyway, so they got two runs out of it, and Washington ended up winning the game. But, man, Dave Martinez, the manager, did you see any of that?
I didn't.
Oh, he just went crazy. He got ejected from the game.
Oh, wow.
He got ejected, and he was on the verge of out of control. He really was going after the umpires.
What inning was this?
Maybe the seventh. Maybe the seventh. But he was ejected. First manager to be ejected in a World Series game since Bobby Cox in 1996. If you were to guess a manager, you might guess Bobby Cox. but he was just out of control. He really was. And I thought, you know, World Series Game Six, you gotta you know, keep your head about you a little bit.
You would think, because I mean, that doesn't bode well for, you know, the players are seeing this and everything. How, I don't know, it's just a bad look.
So, and then they got word, and the TV guys passed it along, that the game was being played under protest by the Nationals. So played under protest. Now they ended up winning, so I guess that's a moot point. But you know, it was just a bad scene. It really was. You know, in a World Series with so many people, so many eyes on it in that situation, you know, to see that and then to see how Martinez reacted to it, I just thought that was bad.
Yeah, and that's the last thing that the MLB needs, you know. And it's been a weird World Series. If you had, all right, there's a distraction, then you have what's happened with the Astros and the firing of the, you know.
Yeah,
it's
just, that's all, right.
It's been
that's
very
right. Off
odd.
The field stuff, yeah.
This is very taken away from the game in a way.
Yeah. Strasburg was terrific last night. He was really, really good. And Verlander was not bad, but not good enough, and he couldn't match Strasburg.
So is he 0-5 in World Series
maybe
games?
Maybe six now, yeah. He's never won a World Series game.
That's
so
crazy.
Yeah. So Game 7 comes up tonight. It is 7 o'clock, right after 7 o'clock, first pitch on Fox Television. The Astros broadcast on Fox Sports Central Texas, 1590. We'll have Lady Bear basketball on the air here tonight, their second and final exhibition game, Baylor versus Lubbock Christian. Coming up tonight, Type 1 Diabetes Awareness Night tonight. And you know the scenario, Lauren Cox has that, and her sister Whitney has that as well. And Whitney plays for Lubbock Christian. So they'll be going against each other tonight in the Farrell Center.
Didn't they do this last year as well? Like,
I think
as a thing to bring attention?
They did,
to,
yes. Yeah. Yes, they definitely did.
That's pretty neat.
And a good way to bring attention to that. So that's what we'll have on the air here, beginning at straight up 7 o'clock tonight, Lady Bear basketball versus Lubbock Christian. All right, told you the story yesterday about Neil Brown, the West Virginia coach. He and I are from the same hometown, Danville, Kentucky, and he and Tony Caridi, who will join us later in the hour, talked about it on a coach's show earlier this year. So I've got the audio from their coach's show, West Virginia coach's show. So we'll let you hear that when we come back. Then a little bit later, visit with the voice of the Mountaineers, Tony Caridi, Baylor and WVU, coming up tomorrow night at McLean Stadium. Take a break. Be back with that right after this. John Morris Show brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright. Also by D'Amore Fine Jewelers at 4541 West Waco Drive.
Where Waco gets engaged.
Baylor University has 330 student organizations. That's 330 ways to find your people. Looking for like-minded Lord Byron lovers? Check out the Literary Society. Get a pulse on your peers in the American Medical Student Association. Or if you'd argue you already have enough friends, then the mock trial team is shouting your name. Whoever your people are, find them at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Wake up, Waco. It's time for your financial update with the team from Lovett & Associates. Here with us today is Eric Lovett. Eric, you've made an offer for the book Income Allocation. Why does this financial model and structure for our assets make so much sense for today's retiree?
Let's go back and talk about how you've always done things till the time you retire. You have always, first and foremost, had an income plan. Your paycheck is your income plan. What you save after your bills, that is your investment plan. Typically, no one has an investment plan or asset allocation without first working and having a paycheck. paycheck as an income plan. Here's the misstep. Wall Street and the lump sum we've built up in our investment plan lead us to believe that at a specific age or a certain dollar amount, it's okay to abandon our income plan, leave the paycheck behind and replace it with only our investment plan. Do you feel comfortable relying on your investments not to falter? Are you confident in the asset allocation investment plan that has never supported you suddenly providing everything that your paycheck has until this point? Everything and more, because every day is Saturday in retirement. Income allocation works by showing you exactly what you will need, how much you will have to take from your retirement investment accounts to replace that paycheck. It is very specific. It is contractual and mathematical. It prioritizes your highest needs in retirement. It's exactly what we do here at Love & Associates, and we do it every day. We've helped so many people around the community. They'll come and visit with us. They don't think they can retire. They think they need to work another 5 or 10 years. And then we show them how we can use income allocation. And it is the most gratifying thing when I tell them that they can retire sooner than they thought.
Call now and request your complimentary income allocation retirement portfolio design and the book Income Allocation. 254-870-6800. That's 254-870-6800.
Security and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisors LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC, a broker dealer, and a registered investment advisor. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other entity. Investments in securities do not offer a fixed rate of return. Principal yield and or share price will fluctuate with changes in market conditions. And when sold or redeemed, you may receive more or less than originally invested. No system or financial planning strategy can guarantee future results.
Direct phone number to reach Lovett & Associates is 254-751-1256.
Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics, the team physicians of Baylor Athletics. Our doctors specialize in the diagnosis and treatment of any and all sports-related injuries. Celebrating over a decade of service to Central Texas, our doctors are equipped to handle a wide range of issues, whether it's your foot or ankle, your hand or wrist, knee and shoulder pain, or you're in need of our arthritis and total joint clinic. Trust the doctors that Baylor trusts. Southwest Sports Medicine and Orthopedics. Our goal is to get you back in the game.
Pat Mosley Show brought to you by Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics, your Central Texas Chevy truck headquarters. October's Truck Month at Jim Turner Chevrolet. With our best truck deals of the year, come see the difference. So many of our friends rave about transparent pricing, the highest trade allowances, and a huge inventory of new Chevrolets for you to choose from. Check us out online at turnerchevy.com. That's Jim Turner Chevrolet of McGregor, the official Chevy dealer of Baylor Athletics. Sick 'em, Bears.
Honey, it's our favorite time of year, and I got you something to celebrate.
A McRib! It's just what I wanted!
Happy McRib season, sweetie.
Mm, I love you.
I love you, too.
Mm. Actually, I was talking to my McRib.
Oh, okay, well, I'll leave you two alone.
Celebrate McRib season with McDonald's.
Enjoy two McRib sandwiches for only $6. Single item at regular price. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Prices and participation may vary for a limited time.
With us, a little rainy day in Central Texas. Also, be careful out there. Drive carefully. Cool temperatures in the 40s probably all day today. And rain, I don't know how long that's going to last, but certainly rain and wet roads this morning. I was telling Garrett when I got here, we didn't get to walk the dogs this morning. That's not a good thing.
No.
I mean, our morning usually starts with a walk for Brinkley and then little Bonnie, but didn't get to do that this morning. So they're cooped up. I'm going to have to try to sneak away at noon or something to give them a walk if I can.
Yeah, you have to give them a relieve them there.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. John Morris Show back on ESPN Central Texas, brought to you by UBO Business Services. A championship decision in business is partnering with Sean Hunt and UBO Business Services. With their 94% first-time fix rate, they leave their copier service competitors in the dust. Call Sean today at 254-772-1600. That is UBO Business Services. All right, Tony Caridi, the voice of the Mountaineers, coming up next segment. Here is some audio from a Neil Brown coaches show earlier this year. It was back in September. Neil Brown, the first-year head coach at West Virginia, as I was talking about yesterday, if you were with us, he and I are from the same hometown of Danville, Kentucky. And so I texted Tony leading into one of their coaches shows, and it happened to be the week after Danville High School, where I went to school and Boyle County High School, where Neil had gone to school, had played each other. And full disclosure, Boyle County blew out Danville. I think it was 59-0. So it was not even a contest, which is not the norm. That doesn't usually happen, but it did this year. So I texted Tony, and here is Tony reading this text on the air, and Neil Brown, the West Virginia head coach, his reaction to that.
All right, you ready for this one?
Okay.
This comes from Waco, Texas. How were the Boyle County Rebels able to squeak out a 59-0 win over Danville High School last Friday?
I know who that came from.
He said, okay, so this is from John Morris. He's
the give him the background, Tony.
John Morris is the play-by-play announcer at Baylor. And he said, okay, here's the backstory. Neil and I are both from Danville, Kentucky. He was a stud multi-sport athlete at Boyle County High School. I was a wannabe first baseman for DHS. His mom lives in Gravel Switch right outside of Danville. And Boyle County is number one in the state in 4A and has not given up a defensive touchdown through three games. The two schools have combined for 19 state titles. Titletown, thanks. Good luck this weekend. John's a great guy.
He is a great guy. How small of a world. I had no idea that he was Baylor's play-by-play guy and that he was from Danville until I was at Texas Tech. And,
okay.
And my mom let me know. She said, you know, the play-by-play guy for Baylor is from Danville, which I had no idea. So it's a small world. It's a really cool rivalry. Danville and Boyle County, and there's about 20,000 people in the town max. But there was multiple years where both of them won. They're in different classifications. When I was in high school, the rivalry was last game of the regular season, and then we would play them in the third round of the playoffs because we were in the same district. Now they're in different classifications, so there's been multiple years where they won, where both teams have won state championships. And so kind of a neat moment on Friday, and it kind of got lost on me until you just said this, brought up that question, is my high school coach his name's Chuck Smith. He's actually back at Boyle County High School. He had his 200th win at Boyle County High School over the rival Danville, which was really special for him and really proud of him. Kind of got lost after the game on Saturday, but that huge accomplishment for him.
Are you confirming what he said in his text that you were a stud multi-sport athlete?
I wasn't going to argue with him. I appreciate it. That's one of those deals. I don't know. I don't know about the stud part, but I was a three-sport athlete.
And it is Gravel Switch.
That's where my mom's from. Yep, yeah, she's back in the back there. She'll claim it.
Shout out to Gravel Switch.
Yeah,
I like
right.
that.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
Shout out to Gravel Switch. That's great. That's the name of the city. I mean, it's just a little bend in the road there, right outside Danville. He's being modest. So back to his high school days, he was an all-state receiver at Boyle County High School. He finished his career as the number two receiver, not in Boyle County history, in state history.
You got to be pretty good.
Exactly. And it was football, and it was baseball, and I think basketball were the three sports. I don't know, but it was three sports there that he was just absolutely, you know, just one of the best in the state of Kentucky.
So this game, was it the one that we talked about on our scoreboard show that you sent us the score to? The 59-0?
Yes, that's it. That's it. It was the Danville Boyle County game, right?
That's awesome.
Went the way of the Boyle County Rebels. So fun there to know the background, and you know, hope Coach Brown does well. Not tomorrow night, but beyond tomorrow night, hope he does really well there. And it's fun to make that connection.
Yeah, that's really cool that y'all have that.
Yep. All right, let's continue to look at that matchup tomorrow night, Baylor and West Virginia. Let's visit with the voice of the Mountaineers, Tony Caridi. He joins us when we come back. John Morris Show, brought to you in part by the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Hey, tonight's the night for Wednesday Night Live at the Baylor Club. Normally, they do this on Fridays prior to Baylor home games, but with Baylor playing on a Thursday, it is tonight for Wednesday Night Live. Brian and Jeremy will be there performing this evening. They've got all the great tailgate food there available. If you've been on a Friday night, you know what I'm talking about. And don't let the opportunity slip by you that they've got it tonight. Wednesday Night Live at the Baylor Club coming up tonight. 5 to 9 p.m. Brian and Jeremy, Club Table, which is always good. An appearance by Bruiser, by Marigold, by the Spirit Squad. So that comes up tonight, Wednesday Night Live, 5 to 9 p.m. at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. Thursday, they've got their tailgate, Knox Hall at Texas Ranger Museum, 4 to 7 p.m. for members. And then regular hours Friday and Saturday, so no brunch on Sunday. No victory brunch on Sunday. Not to say there won't be a victory, but not the normal victory brunch on Sundays following Baylor home Saturday games. With this one being on Thursday, they pushed everything up in the week. So tonight, Wednesday Night Live at the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium. For reservations, call 254-710-8080. If you'd like more information, you can always take a look at their website. Take a look, see the benefits of being a member. The website is thebaylorclub.com. Check it out. That is the Baylor Club at McLean Stadium.
Baylor University has 129 undergraduate degree programs. That's 129 ways to be you. Like a Dark Ages expert with a history degree, or a light unto the world with a BA in religion. Excel with the structure of engineering, or increase your interest in finance. Keep your head in the clouds in astronomy, or your feet on the ground with earth science. No matter what walk of life you choose, take the first step at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
There are a lot of advantages in Texas. Great barbecue, Friday night football, friendly folks, and great Texas-only Ram deals at Allen Samuels. Buy a new Ram Lone Star at Allen Samuels now and get extra Texas incentives. Choose 0% APR financing for 60 months or 1.9 for 72. Or choose up to $9,500 in values. Ram Power Days at Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
When you're out for adventure, get there faster in a Jeep from Allen Samuels. Enter in Texas than anywhere else. During Jeep Adventure Days, the world-class subcompact Renegade is up to $7,000 in values. Qualified buyers can choose special financing through Chrysler Capital. Amazing year-end deals from Waco's most adventurous dealer, Allen Samuels. AllenSamuelsDCJ.com.
Come by. Let's be friends.
If you want to get in shape, get rid of weight or inches, you have to make a commitment to work out. End the excuses of not enough time or you're too tired or busy. There's a special place that will change your life. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And they have a commitment to you too. With personal trainers Christy London and Randall Corley. State-of-the-art Cybex equipment, weights, spin bikes, clean, spacious locker rooms, each with a Whirlpool, towel service, a staff that knows your name when you walk through the front door. It's a place for your family, friends, you and me. No better tennis facilities with Britt Coleman, the tennis pro. Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness, a place you could call home, a place you could work out on your own or with group exercise classes, spin or spinnable, boot camp, yoga, bar class, and body shaping. It's time to make Waco Regional Tennis and Fitness your home away from home. You just need to walk to the front door, and you've started the journey to fitness and feeling better on Lakeshore Drive in Waco. And take it from me, it will change your life like you will never imagine.
Texas Professional Exteriors, with no remodel job too big or too small. They're locally owned and operated by Darren Farmer. More than 18 years as your one-stop shop for all your residential and commercial remodeling needs. When you need a professional contractor you can trust, you call the best, Texas Professional Exteriors. Right now, with a full kitchen or bathroom remodel, you get free granite countertops. Whatever you need, they're going to take care of you. You can Google them and check out their brand new website, as well as check them out on Facebook. Give them a call, 254-235-2500. Texas Professional Exteriors.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Hungry for fried shrimp, fried catfish, or a po' boy? Check out Louisiana Crab Shack in Waco's Central Texas Marketplace next to Don Carlos. Home field advantage remains to be irrelevant in the World Series as the Nationals dominated the Astros 7-2 in Game 6 at Minute Maid Park on Tuesday night. Nationals ace Steven Strasburg owned the mound through 8 innings, striking out 7 and allowing just 5 hits. Astros manager A.J. Hinch discussed the performance of Strasburg after the game.
He was really good, and he has an uncanny ability to slow the game down when he's under any duress. And we didn't put a lot of stress on him. He didn't make a lot of mistakes. Credit to him bouncing back from the first inning.
Game 7 will be tonight in Houston. First pitch is set for 7:08 p.m.
Sports Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas. This is the John Morris Show, proudly presented by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Nwongo in the backfield. Now going all the way through in motion, Deshaunte Jones. He's normally their go-to man. Purdy has the snap. Blitz comes. Dump pass. Ball is bobbled. It's nearly intercepted. It is. And on the run, Tyke Smith in the end zone. Touchdown.
Now here's your host, John Morris.
Highlight cut courtesy of the Mountaineer Sports Network. Tony Caridi with the call, courtesy of Learfield IMG College. West Virginia Mountaineers headed to Central Texas today. Baylor and WVU comes up tomorrow night, 7 o'clock at McLean Stadium. Let's visit with the man who authored that call, the longtime voice of the Mountaineers. Tony Caridi joins us now. Good morning to you. How are you?
I'm well, John. Good morning to you. How are you, buddy?
Very good, very good. It's going to be sort of Morgantown weather here today and cool tomorrow, but no rain tomorrow, but it has turned cool.
You know what? I was stunned this morning. We were like 30 degrees warmer than you were
this morning.
And then I looked at it and I said, well, we're going into some cold here. It's going to get that way here this coming weekend, but we've been unseasonably warm this entire month. So we've been in 70s. We were in the 70s yesterday, and I think we'll hit it again today. But
wow,
obviously that's all going to change quickly here.
Yeah, how about that? Well, 40s here for tomorrow, so be prepared for that. I know you will be. You guys flying to DFW, right, and coming in today sometime?
We're going to go, yeah. We're going to spend the night in Fort Worth, and then we'll make the drive down tomorrow. Since it's a night game, it's a little bit easier since you do have time and you're trying to find ways to waste time during a midweek game. So that's what they're going to do.
I got you. We'll be ready for you. I promised you some trick-or-treating candy, so it'll be there in your booth waiting for you, okay? Now, if you want to go out trick-or-treating in Touchdown Alley, that's available, but there'll be some in your booth waiting on you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, very good. I played a clip last segment from your coach's show with Neil Brown back in September when I texted you about Neil being from Boyle County High School and me being from Danville. It was fun to have that connection with him. But tell us about Neil Brown and his first year there at West Virginia.
Well, John, obviously when it comes to the wins and the success at this point, it hasn't happened yet. But to be quite honest with you, it's not a surprise. I think realistically we knew what we were getting ourselves into here with this transition. They're always difficult. He is, as far as what he is now and what he's going to do to this program, he is straight out of Central Casting. We could not have defined a better person to take over this football program. He crosses every single T and dots every single I. He's been a smash hit with the fans, with the students, with his players. There's just a lot of similarities, John, in what he's going through here in his first season, in what Coach Rule went through at Baylor. I mean, just incredible similarities. We're starting, some are not even calling it year one, some are calling it year zero to get this thing in. The reality is that we put all the chips in last year and loaded up to win the league and got real close. And all of those guys are gone. And as a result of that, we pretty much are starting from scratch. And as you well know, it can be a painful process on the build.
Yeah, and we went through that. And most schools do. You know, when you change coaches, there is that transition year or sometimes more than a year. So
sure.
Sort of like you said, not unexpected with the coaching change going into this year.
No, not at all. It's exactly played out the way that we thought. We probably didn't help ourselves out too much schedule-wise. We had Missouri and North Carolina State as far as the two of the non-conference opponents. So we hit it right in the beginning. We were able to beat NC State, and then Missouri rolled us pretty good. And for the most part, John, Neil has said it last night on his talk show, that he felt, with the exception from the second half of Missouri where we just did not compete, that this team was improving every single week it had gone out since that point, up until the second half of the Oklahoma game, which was our most recent game going into the off week. He felt that we just, I don't want to say laid down, but we got down big and just did not respond well. Other than that, this team has shown signs of improvement. And just from a personnel standpoint, we're just not where we need to be. We don't have the depth that you need to compete at this level. As a result, you don't have the competition, internal competition, that you need in your position rooms to make everyone better. So it's going to be, as you said, it might be a year or 2 years. You guys went 7-6 after going 1-11. So you were able to take a nice jump there. And now obviously we know where you guys are. So, in a perfect way, that would kind of happen to this Mountaineer team as well.
How about with the extra time? You know, we didn't play on Saturday. You guys didn't play on Saturday. So a little extra time between games. In what ways might that help your team?
I think both physically and mentally. Yeah. So physically, it came at a really good time. I know you don't want to go into a bye week off of a loss because it lingers, but I thought that where we were physically out of the Oklahoma game, we needed the additional time. And then mentally, I think as well, as I said, they did not compete in the second half. So the coaches have been able to, and what they've said, you know, the theme has been, okay, guys, we're going to hit the reset button here, and this is a five-game season. And so, you know, the theme is, the big theme on this whole program since Neil took over is trust the climb. Trust the climb is what they're preaching to everyone involved, fans, players. Just trust us in what we're going to do, because there are similarities to what he went through in his first season at Troy. You know, they had a losing season in his first year, and then they proceeded to win 31 games in his next three seasons. So they feel comfortable that they know exactly how this thing, you know, to put the pieces together. But I do think mentally it's helped this team this bye week, and I do think that, you know, as far as design, John, because we have offensively, we just struggle so much, they pretty much design new stuff, so to speak, each and every week, trying to get something to click, something to go. Otherwise, it's, you know, the definition of insanity. You just keep doing the same thing over and over, and it's not working. And, you know, the biggest weakness to this team has been the inability to consistently rush the football. Had it fixed for a couple of weeks, and now it's come back, and we have not been able to run the ball as well as you need to.
Defensively, some really good things this year. Tell us about the Stills boys from Fairmont.
Yeah, so we've got two brothers, Darius and Dante Stills, and they're both down linemen, and they literally did grow up about 20 minutes from Morgantown. Their dad was Gary Stills. If you've got some really, really diehard NFL fans, he played for the Kansas City Chiefs. He also played for West Virginia as one of our all-time sack leaders. So they've had really good seasons. We have another young man by the name of Josh Chandler, who's a linebacker, who's emerging, but he suffered a knee injury in the Oklahoma game, and he'll be out at least for the next couple of weeks. We lost Keith Washington, our starting corner against Oklahoma. He will be back. He was unable to play. So, John, we're in that point now where you're starting to see a sprinkle of true freshmen. In fact, we've had games here recently, the Iowa State game, for example. We were running four true freshmen at the two corners and the two safeties.
Wow.
And as you know, man, that you talk about Halloween being scary. That's hard to do. But we got a couple of these guys back. Washington is back. But you'll start to see more and more true freshmen because of the, as you know, the freshman eligibility rule. You've got four games to use these guys, and I think that we'll start to see some kids that have not played yet, but they feel that they've been able to get better as the season has gone on. They're going to start to pencil those guys in.
Final thought, Tony, your thoughts on the recent series here between Baylor and West Virginia. You guys pounded us pretty good. It was a Thursday night in Morgantown last year. 2017 was a two-point game, furious comeback by Baylor, but West Virginia won it. And then a three-point game 3 years ago. So except for last year, two really close games in recent history.
Yeah, you know, John, if I had to put a theme, this is West Virginia's eighth season in the league. If I had to put a theme on the Baylor-West Virginia series, it would be memorable. Mm-hmm. That would be the word, yeah, I would use to describe it. And I say that going all the way back to the first meeting back in 2012 when we saw 133 points scored, and it was whoever had the ball last was going to win, and West Virginia wins at 70-63. And then the next year, it's 73-42, 41-27, 62-38. So, yeah, it's been very memorable. Last year, obviously, you know, Charlie Brewer throws three picks in eight attempts in Morgantown, and he's banged up, and he doesn't finish, and he ends up 1 of 8. I looked at his numbers last night. He's thrown three interceptions the entire season. Mm-hmm. So it was just one of those nights that I think is kind of more of an exception rather than the rule in this series.
Yeah, well, it should be fun. Looking forward to you guys being here tomorrow night. Travel safe, and thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure, John. Good to be with you, buddy.
Thanks, bud. Sure appreciate it. Yeah, thanks. Tony Caridi, great voice of the West Virginia Mountaineers, been there a long, long time, and really represents West Virginia University and their fans very, very well. Great to visit with him. I do need to get a stash of that M&M Mars candy to have in their booth.
Yeah.
I promised it, so I need to come through on that promise.
Yeah, I mean, it only makes sense. It's Halloween. You come in, you got a fresh set of candy waiting for you.
That's
you
got to
do that.
I got a big old bowl that I'll use from home that I'm going to fill up and have sitting there waiting on Tony.
I'm pretty sure he'd be appreciative of that.
So that'll be good. I need to do it for our crew also in our booth. So working on that today, and maybe 4 o'clock trick-or-treating, maybe I can just go trick-or-treating a little bit out in Touchdown Alley and collect the candy that way.
Oh, that'd be a good way to haul some in. Are you going to dress up as him?
As Tony Caridi is.
That's awesome.
Great to visit with him. Baylor in West Virginia tomorrow night. Our coverage begins at 3 p.m. tomorrow. Then the Baylor Alumni Tailgate Show on the air at 5, live from Touchdown Alley. Then 7 o'clock kickoff for the Bears and the Mountaineers coming up tomorrow. Baylor leads the all-time series 5-2. Tony detailed some of the, memorable games in this series, not the least of which was 70-63 in Morgantown, first year for West Virginia in the Big 12. One stop. Baylor needed one stop defensively that game, and they couldn't get it and lost the game 70-63.
I think when you have a game like that, you know, like to start off the series, it just sets the bar so high that, you know that you're getting into something where this matchup's always going to be intriguing. You got to keep an eye on it.
Yeah, so lost that game, but Baylor's won their share, more than their share, 5-2 all time in the series against West Virginia. So this game tomorrow night, then look ahead to Saturday. Only two other games on the Big 12 schedule on Saturday. Battle of the Sunflower State, now 25th-ranked Kansas State at Kansas. That's 2:30 on FS1. And then 2:30 on ESPN, TCU at Oklahoma State, both coming off big wins this past Saturday. And TCU, the team that Baylor plays next, that's in Fort Worth on November 9th.
I know, I, for one, am going to be watching the Kansas-Kansas State game because I'm just so intrigued by this matchup. And I think this is probably the most highly anticipated matchup between those two in football and maybe forever. And I don't know. There's something about this game I think it's going to be really exciting.
Yeah, both coming off big, big wins. You know, Kansas over Tech and K-State, of course, over Oklahoma. So full head of steam for both those teams as they match up. Let's see, that is in Lawrence, coming up on Saturday afternoon. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we will give you our day of the day and share some birthdays with you. Plenty more to come. Stay with us. John Morris, Garrett Ross in studio, brought to you by Baylor University, where lights shine bright.
Baylor University's average undergrad class is just 26 students. Instead of a sea of strangers, that's 26 new friends with 26 new perspectives. Like Chloe, who has pretty unique theories on linear algebra. Deontay, who has vital knowledge of all things medical, or Jess, who marches to the beat of her own drum in the Baylor Golden Wave Band. When you're ready to see things a little differently, take a look at Baylor, where lights shine bright.
Hi, I'm Mark Stewart with Berg Colgin Ford. It's that time of year. It's football season. Berg Colgin Ford is a proud supporter of the best high school football teams right here in Texas. We're also proud to sell the number one truck in Texas, led by our leading rusher, the F-150, 42 years in a row. Nominate your Ford Tough Player of the Week at FordPlayerOfTheWeek.com. Berg Colgin Ford, the right choice since 1936. Berg Colgin
Ford. Tired of searching for your next apartment home? No one wants to drive around aimlessly, wasting gas, looking at one place after another. Let Heritage Square end your search. Their courteous and professional on-site staff will have you relaxing by their crystal clear pool in no time, letting all the stress of moving just float away. Call them at 254-420-1500. Heritage Square. It's more than a place to call home.
Win big with Genco FCU today. Refinance your car or truck and celebrate an end zone dance with 90 days no payments. Then score again with a chance to win an additional 3 months of no payments. Refinance your auto today with APR as low as 2.99 for 48 months or 3.09 for 63 months. Refinance for a limited time. Annual percentage rate subject to change without notice. Subject to credit approval, membership eligibility, and loan policies. For more information, go to GencoFCU.org. Equal housing lender.
Since 1972, Lynch Auto Repair has delivered dependable, honest, and affordable auto repair to their customers. They do complete repairs on foreign and domestic cars and trucks and specialize in electronic computer diagnostics to find out what's truly wrong with your vehicle, plus brakes and suspension repair. Your repair will be done in a timely manner and done right the first time. Family owned and operated, Lynch Auto Repair, 2900 North Robinson Drive, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, 254-662-6833.
On a scale of 1 to I've broken more axles than I can count, how serious of an off-roader are you? Well, if you're still counting, you might want to listen up. Introducing the highly anticipated BF Goodrich Mud Terrain TA KM3 tire. With its extreme toughness and traction, this beast will get you anywhere you need to go. BF Goodrich Tires, what are you building for? City Tire and Battery will help you get back on the road quickly in your time of need. 1502 South Valley Mills Drive in Waco.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Garrett Ross with your ESPN Central Texas Sports Center update. Hungry for fried shrimp, fried catfish, or a po' boy? Check out Louisiana Crab Shack in Waco's Central Texas Marketplace next to Don Carlos. Home field advantage remains to be irrelevant in the World Series as the Nationals dominated the Astros 7-2 in Game 6 at Minute Maid Park on Tuesday night. Nationals ace Steven Strasburg owned the mound through 8 innings, striking out 7 and allowing just 5 hits. Astros manager A.J. Hinch discussed the performance of Strasburg after the game.
He was really good, and he has an uncanny ability to slow the game down when he's under any duress. And we didn't put a lot of stress on him. He didn't make a lot of mistakes. Credit to him bouncing back from the first inning.
Game 7 will be tonight in Houston. First pitch is set for 7:08 p.m.
Center every 20 minutes, only on ESPN Central Texas.
Back with this final segment, John Morris Show on this Wednesday morning, day before Halloween, Growloween. Be careful out there, wet roads and very cool temperatures, more than cool, all day today. Did Tony say it's 30 degrees warmer in Morgantown?
Yeah, very uncharacteristic. The weather is crazy.
That has, I would say, never or very rarely happened before. I'm going to check right now. So it's 45 degrees in Waco right now. In Morgantown, it is 56, so he stretched it a little bit. But getting up to 71 today, so he's not off on that point.
Yeah, but that's not many times, especially this time of year, where Morgantown's going to be warmer than Waco.
Yeah, exactly. One of the few times, few times any time of the year. All right, day of the day today. Garrett tells us today is, day before Halloween, National Candy Corn Day.
I think this is one of those fence days, those fence candies, like licorice, you know, where you either love it or you hate it.
That's right.
I just don't see too many people with a common ground of, it's all right. You know, I'll do that.
Yeah. I would be, it's okay. I don't, you know.
I'm totally opposed to candy corn. Yeah. You might as well just eat a spoonful
straight
of sugar.
And now they've got all these different flavors of candy corn. You know, not just the traditional. They've got all different kinds.
Yeah, they probably have like pumpkin spice, just random things.
In the late 1800s, George Renninger of the Wonderly Candy Company created candy corn. So it goes back to the late 1800s. His treat represented the bright colors of corn kernels. Makes sense. So candy corn probably will be pretty prevalent today and tomorrow on Halloween.
Yeah, this is when it gets the most love, I would say. Candy corn around Halloween
sure.
is when it gets...
Oh, you got to think, yeah. Through Thanksgiving also, right? Halloween through Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I can say that, but it's just definitely a holiday candy.
Right.
It's not your... You're not going to go out in the middle of the summer and, you know what, I'm going to give you some candy corn today.
Find some candy corn. Yeah. All right. Happy National Candy Corn Day. Celebrate appropriately. Birthdays today. Let's see what we have on the list. Mentioned some birthdays today. Oh, Gary Carini's birthday today at Baylor. High-ranking Baylor official Gary Carini. Today is his birthday. Jeremy Mann in our athletic department works with fan engagement. His office right around the corner from mine. Today's Jeremy's birthday. Patrick Elizondo worked at Channel 25, now is in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. Today's Patrick's birthday. Happy birthday to him. And let's see, John Hoover's birthday today, works newspaper business up in Oklahoma. Anybody else?
I got two. Okay. The best neighbor I've ever had in my life, Wyvon Melton Phillips. Today's her birthday, so I wish her a happy birthday. And then my half-brother, Kyle Holt, today's his birthday.
All right. Very cool. Happy birthday to both of you. Let me amend what I said. Patrick Elizondo, his brother John is the one who worked at Channel 25, is now in San Antonio. Patrick is in San Antonio also. He worked with Baylor men's basketball. So the Elizondo brothers, today is Patrick's birthday. Let's see. Looking at another list. Anybody else to add on here? Tim Hartland's birthday. Happy birthday to Tim. A lot of folks know him here in the area. And I think that's it. I'm not going to drag things out. That's all I have on my list. Yeah. Well, all right. So happy birthday to all you folks. And appreciate everyone tuning in this morning. Reminder again about Game 7 of the World Series tonight. Game 7. If you don't have a rooting interest, this one has a lot of reasons to tune in and watch or listen to it tonight.
Yeah, there's been a lot of drama, it's just built up, you know, and then just to see if the Nationals can close it out in Houston, you know, and that'll be something that's never been seen before in history, or if Houston can actually, you know, step up and, you know, win it on their home field and be the first team to win a game at home in the World Series. Yeah. It's just something to keep an eye on.
Yeah, and you know that place is going to be just rocking this evening. It was last night as well. It kind of dampened a little bit when the Nationals got the lead and kept extending their lead, but still a full house, and you know it's going to be the same way tonight.
I wonder if Mattress Mac is nervous. Just $20 million bet.
Yeah, exactly. You know, he probably he's getting a lot of mileage out of that for sure. And he probably knew it was a possibility, you know, when he made the offer.
Yeah. I think it was more PR.
Right.
You know,
right.
than anything else. But it's fun.
Yeah. So so that's on the line tonight. What did he promise? Your purchase is free.
Yeah, it's free because he would be able to cover it with $20 million that he would win if the Astros won the World Series. So, yeah, you'd get a free mattress.
Yeah, your purchase is free if the Astros win the World Series. Mattress Mac down in Houston. So the broadcast on Fox Television coming up tonight, Game 7, and then radio over on Fox Sports Central Texas this evening. And that will be the Astros broadcast on Fox Sports Central Texas.
So what do you think? What's going to happen?
Boy, I don't know. Scherzer's really, really good. I just would have – and Zach Greinke's really good also, so that's great. But this is one of those games where it's kind of all hands on deck. Uh-huh. I mean, anybody on either team could pitch if needed. And I just wonder about Scherzer. You know, that was, what, 3 days
ago? 3 days
ago,
yeah.
3 days ago that he couldn't lift his arm enough to put on his own shirt. And now he's going out, you know, to start, and he threw yesterday. Uh-huh. I heard him talking about it. He threw yesterday and looked good and, you know, told Martinez, his manager, that he felt good. But, you know, is there anything lingering, or might that be a factor at any point during his start tonight?
I wonder, what would you say would be his, like, a successful game for him as far as innings go? Like say, if you don't want him to go out there and throw and have to come out in the second.
Right. I think when you've got him, who's really your number one, mm-hmm. I mean, 1 and 1A, him and Strasburg, but when you've got him going in Game 7, I think you'd like to get 5 or 6 innings out of him, you know, 6, maybe 7 innings out of him. So that's what the hope is from the Washington perspective.
I don't know, man, about this. The Nationals, it seems like they're destined. You know, like, there's sometimes it's like team riding a destined thing. Yeah. You know, the way they go in and, you know, they're a wild card team. And then, well, we're just going to go and beat the Dodgers. And then now here we are. It seems almost destined for them. But I want the Astros to do it just, you know, because it's Houston. But, man, I don't know. I think the Nationals might get them.
Yeah. I am pulling for the Astros so hard.
Yeah.
I really am. And this is heart over head here. You know, I would say Astros, but if I was completely, you know, analytical looking at it, I would say Scherzer is really good. And this home field advantage thing, there is no home field advantage
not at
in
all.
This World Series.
It's just wild. It's non-existent.
Yeah. So Game 7 coming up tonight. Game 7s are always fun, and this one involving the Houston Astros. Good luck to them tonight. TV on Fox at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have Lady Bears basketball here on ESPN Central Texas tonight. Straight up 7 p.m. with Bruce Geetson and Maggie Davis-Stinnett and Bob Baker. Broadcast of their second and final exhibition game, Baylor versus Lubbock Christian, coming up tonight. Lauren Cox for the Lady Bears, her sister Whitney playing for Lubbock Christian, the Chaparrals, in the game coming up this evening. So 7 o'clock tonight here on ESPN Central Texas for the defending national champions in their final exhibition game. All right, appreciate you being with us today. Thanks to Tony Caridi, the voice of the Mountaineers, who was with us. Garrett, thanks very much. We'll have plenty more tomorrow morning. Join us, Lord willing, at 9 a.m. tomorrow. Now stay tuned. Matt Mosley, the Matt Mosley Show, is coming up next here on ESPN Central Texas.
Shout out to Gravel Switch.
Yeah,
I like
right.
that.
Yeah,
I like that. Yeah.